sippin' on some rock tuss, 8 o'clock. In my Gucci coat tuss, 8 o'clock.
This is Glorious Up Fantasy.
Yo, yo, this your boy Rick Rugg. We're here. We're back week two. But not going to lie, it was a little bit depressing week two. We have a lot of news for you guys. A lot of great games that happened today. Man, this Sunday night game was wow. Russell Wilson, Cam. So with that, let me introduce you guys to my co-host.
What's up, Barry? It's your boy, Dr. Mario.
What's up, Barry? It's your boy, the real Jorge.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your boy, JJ, the professor.
You guys, I know we're here from the Bay Area. We bleed 49ers. We're gold-blooded, and we have some tough injuries today. Yes, we won, but we lost Nick Bosa to a possible ACL tear. We lost Solomon Thomas, and we lost Jimmy Garoppolo and possibly Raheem Mostert to an injury. So Jimmy Garoppolo had an ankle sprain. He had to come out of the game in the second half, and Raheem Mostert, knee sprain. And we also had a couple of other major players from the fantasy world that went down.
Yes, indeed. Saquon Barkley, who most fantasy owners drafted early in the first round. And the Giants fear that Saquon Barkley suffered a torn ACL. It looked gruesome when Saquon Barkley went down as he was holding onto his leg in excruciating pain. However, Saquon Barkley is not the only player that came down on Sunday, as Parrish Campbell, who was one of the top waiver wire pickups this week, unfortunately was not able to finish the game as he was carted off the field after suffering an apparent knee injury, which could also be a tear in the ACL. And to wrap things up, Cortland Sutton was also injured in today's game. He already went into the game injured. Now we don't know how he's doing with his knee.
Great take, Jorge. To keep the bad news rolling, Carolina Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey also went down with injury today. It looked like a high or a mild ankle sprain. Christian McCaffrey, of course, is no secret to fantasy football owners. If you had the number one pick, universally, he is taking number one off the board. Amongst other injuries in Green Bay, wide receiver star Davante Adams also has a hamstring injury, and he was listed questionable to return. And to wrap things up, in a freak accident before the game in warm-up, Los Angeles Chargers quarterback Tyrod Taylor also suffered a chest injury, which led to Justin Herbert having his first NFL start. However, it could be a blessing in disguise as the rookie took over.
This is just a crazy week for fantasy, man. A lot of injuries. We also have on the injury list, Los Angeles Rams, Cam Akers, who suffered a rib injury in the first opening series, rushing for 5 yards, got knocked out and had to leave with an apparent rib injury. Then also Malcolm Brown got injured and left Daryl Henderson pretty much all by himself in that backfield, which turned out great for him. On other injury reports, as Ricardo mentioned, Jimmy Garoppolo, who has a high right ankle sprain, according to Coach Shanahan. That injury might set him back about 2-3 weeks, but I know Nick Mullins is ready to step up. And on a painful injury, Raheem Mostert is dealing with a mild MCL sprain in his knee. From reports saying this might keep Mostert out between 4 to 6 weeks.
Man, you guys, it was a really bad day for the NFL. A lot of those players that you guys mentioned are actually pretty big for a lot of fantasy players that we all drafted, and I hope they all get well soon. But with that, there was a couple of more injuries. Drew Lock, Denver quarterback for the Broncos, of course, he hurt his arm. He left the game early, too. Also, wide receiver number one for the New York Giants, Sterling Shepard, he also left the game with a toe injury. Man, these players are falling in a lot of other teams, and man, I can't believe this. Waiver wire, you guys better be alert on that. Pick up their backups, backups. It's a long season, goddammit. So make your moves, make your trades. You are going to be okay.
This is Glorious Up Fantasy.
So now, let's talk about the best fantasy performances of Sunday, week two of the NFL season. With that, Professor JJ, start us off.
The best scoring quarterbacks in week two of this NFL season. I'm going to start off the list with Russell Wilson going in as number four with 33 points, 242 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Most touchdowns this week by a quarterback. After that, we have Cam Newton right behind him with 34 points, 397 yards, 1 passing TD, and 2 rushing touchdowns. And now for my number two, Josh Allen. Big surprise for me this season. He scored 34 points, 417 yards, and 4 touchdowns. It was an incredible game, man. And then, of course, I can't leave the number one quarterback in fantasy this week, Ricardo's quarterback, Dak Prescott, who scored 39 fantasy points for 450 yards, 1 passing touchdown through the air, and 3 rushing TDs. With that said, now, Dr. Mario.
I'm going to start off the list, guys, with running backs, because running backs are so much fun. Coming in at number 3, I have Nick Chubb, running back for the Cleveland Browns. He had 22 attempts for 124 yards. Finished off with 2 rushing touchdowns. He had 1 target, 1 reception for 9 yards with 25.3 points, gentlemen. After that, I have Christian McCaffrey, who had 18 rush attempts for 59 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, 5 targets, 4 receptions, 29 yards. Finished off with 20.8 fantasy football points. Topping off the list, gentlemen, I have Aaron Jones, running back for the Green Bay Packers. What, 18 rush attempts, 168 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns. He also had 8 targets, 4 receptions, 68 yards, and 1 receiving touchdown, capping off his night with an elegant, monstrous 41.6 fantasy football points. Thank you, Aaron Jones. And with that, I'm going to pass it on to the real Jorge.
I'm going to start off with the top 3 wide receivers for week number 2. At number 3, I got Terry McLaurin for the Washington football team, with 7 receptions, 125 yards, 1 touchdown, for a total of 18.5 fantasy points. At number 2, Stephon Diggs for Buffalo Bills, as he was able to haul in 8 receptions, amount for 153 yards, and 1 touchdown, for a total of 21.3 fantasy points. And the wide receiver that everybody wished they had on their team, number 1, Calvin Ridley, with a back-to-back 20-plus point performance. He was able to haul in 7 receptions, go for 109 yards, and caught 2 touchdowns for a total of 22.9 points.
Great, man. Those players actually gave us some monster numbers. Now, I'm going to give you the best fantasy performance for week 2 of the tight ends. Number 1, I got Janu Smith, tight end for the Tennessee Titans. 4 receptions, 84 yards, 2 touchdowns, for a fantasy point score of 20.4. My number 2 on the list is Tyler Higbee, who I called he was going to have a great season. He had 5 receptions, 54 yards, 3 touchdowns, for 23.4 fantasy points. Now, my number 3 tight end in the list, of course, Travis Kelce, with 9 receptions, 90 yards, and 1 touchdown, for 15 points. Now, remember, all the points that we're giving you guys are standard points. Top performances of week 2 was brought to you by Simple Wash. If you need your dry clean, or if you have even your wash and fold clothes picked up and delivered back to you within 24 to 48 hours, make sure you check out Simple Wash at simplewash.us. So now we got to talk about that Sunday night game. Dr. Mario, what do you think about that Sunday night game?
Man, what a Sunday night game. It's the most exciting one so far. It's only the second one, but goddamn, if we weren't treated to a great game. We had a tremendous bout from 2 proven quarterbacks, both who have been in the Super Bowl. One has won a ring, one has not. Cam Newton, I never thought I'd say this after his stint in Carolina, but Cam Newton's starting to look like a top 10 quarterback again. Bill Belichick is using his abilities quite fondly, I must say. Cam Newton threw for 44 attempts, 30 completions, 397 yards, 1 passing touchdown. He also capped off his night with 11 carries for 47 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. He complimented his wide receivers. Julian Edelman had 8 receptions for 179 yards, averaging 22 yards per carry. N'Keal Harry, 8 receptions for 72 yards. On the other side, however, Russell Wilson, not one to shy away, also had a tremendous night. Russell Wilson threw for 28 passes, 21 completions, 288 yards, finishing with a whooping 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. Wilson did not rush the ball as much as Cam Newton, however. He had 5 carries for 39 yards. However, his receiving core, DK Metcalf, 92 yards, 4 receptions, 1 touchdown. Tyler Lockett, 67 yards, 7 receptions, 1 touchdown. Devin Moore, 48 yards, 3 receptions, 1 touchdown. Chris Carson, running back, also 36 yards, 3 receptions, 1 touchdown. So I guess you can say Russell Wilson spread the love. I thought it was a great game. I was particularly fond how Jamal Adams, the safety that they traded for this offseason, took over the game on the other side. He had a bit of a rivalry with Cam. I'm excited to see what else happens to the Patriots and to Seattle in the future. May I get you guys' take on this?
First and foremost, let's not ignore the fact that James White was out for this game. My prayers and condolences go out to the White family. Very heartbreaking and tragic news of James White's father passing away in a car crash. On a lighter note, this was a hell of a game. Exciting plays left and right. There was matchups, starting off with DK Metcalf versus Stephon Gilmore. I think DK Metcalf took Gilmore to school, which is rare because Gilmore is top 3 cornerbacks in the league right now. Lockdown corner, and DK Metcalf took him to school today as they were going at it. And as Mario mentioned, DK Metcalf went for 4 receptions, 92 yards, and a touchdown with his longest catch of 54 yards. And also, it was exciting to watch him get into a brawl on the sidelines as both teams had to break up Metcalf and Stephon Gilmore during the game. Luckily, nobody was suspended from the game. And as Dr. Mario also mentioned, the battle between Newton and Russell was one for the books as the game came down to the last seconds and Cam Newton kept using the same quarterback run all night long in the goal line. There was this one time when he actually did a play action and he caught Seattle's defense off guard for an easy touchdown. That was the only touchdown that he threw. However, with only 3 seconds left in the game, the Patriots were knocking on the door for a W. They decided to go with the quarterback run that's been working all night long. And Seattle finally was able to figure it out and make a game-saving tackle and stop Cam Newton from getting into the goal line. Man, what a hell of a game. And with that, the professor, JJ, what do you got to say?
Well, I completely agree with you guys. You guys took all the words right out of my mouth, like that Stephon Gilmore and the DK Metcalf. That was the highlight for me, watching them go back and forth. Besides the fact, watching two of the greatest coaches bringing out their A game with Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll, it was an awesome, very, very entertaining. This is what you want on a primetime game. High scoring, running the ball, great defense. I bet you a lot of fans, you know, would have loved to have been at that game. This is what I look forward to, man. These Sunday night primetime games are the best ones so far because these Thursday night games are trash. The rookie, Swain, had his first receiving touchdown in this game, which I have high hopes for him. I can see him, you know, pulling into the second wide receiver role over there in Seattle. And MVP performance from Russell Wilson, even though he's never won. And he had me on my toes the whole time. I'm like, I don't see anyone else putting up numbers like that besides maybe Josh Allen. With that, now back to Uncle Rick.
Everything you guys said was right on point, man. This game was crazy beginning to end. The thing that I'm excited about, JJ, you're right. This is what a primetime game should be all about. It sucks that the fans weren't there. But you know what? We witnessed history tonight. We are watching the future MVP of the league, Russell Wilson, and the comeback player of the year in Cam Newton. Right now, Seattle said, Wilson, take us there. We're no longer the running team. Here, take us there. Same thing with Cam Newton now. They go from a passing style from the GOAT, Tom Brady. And look, what is he doing now? He's rushing for touchdowns more and more and more. Cam Newton is just a beast. He's just a monster. Comeback player of the year. You're right, Jorge. They kept on running the same play time after time after time. And this time, Seattle was finally ready. New England is going to be a problem for a lot of people this year. I'm calling it right now. It's going to be between Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray to win the MVP. And Cam Newton will win comeback player of the year. Now, let's talk about our last segment of this show. Let's go ahead and talk about our predictions and the storyline for the Monday Night Football for the newly Las Vegas Raiders against the New Orleans Saints. The real Jorge.
Yes, I'm most excited to see Allegiant Stadium finally. ESPN, before the game, is going to show a tour of the new stadium. And in my personal opinion, I think it's the baddest stadium in the whole entire NFL. Unfortunately, the Raiders are hosting it, but at least it's in Las Vegas. Can't really complain about that. Moving on to the game, I'm most excited to watch the Raiders. Why? Because I actually think they could pull out a win and upset the New Orleans Saints, who are without their number one weapon in Michael Thomas. Don't sleep on the Raiders offense because Josh Jacobs is killing it right now. Keep an eye on Josh Jacobs.
I, too, am excited for tomorrow night's game, personally, myself, because I have the quarterback, Drew Brees, starting in the Inhumans League. And if our loyal listeners listening, last week we did a take on who we think is going to have the boom or bust week. And I, myself, picked Drew Brees on your Monday night debut in Allegiant Stadium to light it up. So I have Drew Brees tomorrow going off against the Las Vegas Raiders defense. I expect him to dominate, but I expect Josh Jacobs to keep the Raiders in the game. But Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara together with Michael Thomas' absence should connect for a few of them, as well as Jared Cook. Excited for tomorrow's matchup, guys.
For me, I'm going to go with the real Jorge because I feel like the Raiders do have a good chance to pull up the upset here. They have Josh Jacobs. They have Ruggs. They also have Darren Waller. I'm like, and like you guys said, they don't have no Michael Thomas right now. So I'm like, I feel like Drew Brees, they're going to be running more on that, on the run game, maybe more Latavius Murray in this game. But for me, the one who's going to score the most fantasy points in this game will be Josh Jacobs and Alvin Kamara on both sides. It's going to be a nail biter. It's going to be a close game for the Raiders, but I feel like they could pull the upset, 31-34.
Damn, guys. Yeah, I'm actually looking for that Monday night game. I actually got the Saints beating the Raiders. The Raiders' defense is a little bit lackluster right now. They're still trying to figure out some pieces. Yes, Drew Brees is going to have a monster game. It's going to be very interesting for me to watch who's going to be the number one target. They have Emmanuel Sanders. A lot of people are not talking about this guy. This guy still has some legs under him. For the Raiders, I think it's going to be Waller, and I think it's going to be Josh Jacobs. I mean, I know Waller didn't have a very good game in game one, but Josh Jacobs did. So they're going to keep feeding Josh Jacobs, and let's just hope he doesn't get hurt. I hope nobody gets hurt. So I'm really looking forward. I actually got the Saints 34-21. And yes, the Las Vegas, Oakland, Los Angeles Raiders are going to lose. So with that being said, hey, don't forget to check us out on Instagram, iSub Fantasy Podcast, Twitter, iSub Fantasy Podcast, Facebook page, iSub Fantasy. Hey, shoot us some questions. Anything you guys need to know, hit us up. We'll definitely give you guys some pointers. We got to give you some advice. With that being said, thank you guys. Hey, all the listeners, we really appreciate you. We're back. Football season is back. Week 2. Let's go.
Sipping on some rock tuss, 8 o'clock. In my Gucci coat tuss, 8 o'clock.
This is Lights Up Fantasy.